Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
The Minister of Public Relations, Pravin Gordhan, yesterday announcing that a wage deal had been agreed to by the various unions. And as you heard in Eyewitness News, both NUM and NUMSA are asking the minister to retract that statement because they are still to consult with their members. Joining me on the line is Halgard Cronier, the Deputy General Secretary for the Public Sector at Solidarity. Halgard, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you.
You would have been part of that bargaining council, and I imagine an offer would have been made to your union members. Are you able to confirm what that offer was?
Unfortunately not. We weren't part of the discussions yesterday. We were phoned and we basically agreed to return back to the negotiating table on Friday. I guess the offer was made to NUM and NUMSA for their top leadership to convince them to return back to the negotiating table. And I think that's why they are asking the minister to retract the deal. Although the offer might have been disclosed to them, what I've heard is that it will only be formally tabled on Friday during the negotiating process to the negotiating teams of all the trade unions.
And you will then be returning as Solidarity to that negotiating table on Friday, are you?
Yes, without a doubt. We haven't been on strike and our members haven't been on strike, so there's no reason for us not to return to the negotiating table.
Have any of your members been intimidated for, I suppose, continuing to offer their services to Eskom when other employees, and I'm referring to them as employees because NUM has certainly said that they do not condone the strike, and I imagine NUMSA, if interviewed, would say a similar thing. So, as we know, it's unprotected, this protest action. But have any of your members been intimidated for wanting to go into work?
Yes, without a doubt. We've received several reports of people being intimidated. We are in the process of gathering all those claims and the facts surrounding them to consider laying a complaint at the South African Police Service ourselves on behalf of our men.
In fact, before I ask what the outstanding matters are between the employer unions that will need to be covered at that negotiating table on Friday, let me ask this. Do you agree with the narrative offered by Eskom that the reason why we were elevated to stage 6 of load shedding yesterday was in part because of the unprotected protest action?
Look, I think the unprotected protest action definitely had an impact. If they had load lost because units basically crashed, then they wouldn't have had the capacity to do the maintenance to bring those units back. So it makes sense, and I agree to a certain extent. If the unprotected strike is the sole reason, I don't think it is the sole reason. I think there's a lot of contributing factors. The load has increased and the demand has increased. We are in the middle of winter, which means there is a bigger demand from the South African community in terms of the load expected from Eskom. So there are a few contributing factors, and it's not the sole reason the unprotected strike.
But we knew winter was coming 12 months ago. What work should have been happening that did not happen in the last 12 months in preparation for winter?
Look, I think there's a lot of planned maintenance that hasn't taken place. Because of Eskom's challenges with regards to the cash flow, etc. So they do have old power stations, that's a fact, and there's a lot of planned maintenance that needs to take place to ensure that those power stations keep running. But we have seen that they haven't done all of that planned shutdowns, basically because they either don't have the skills or the cash flow to buy the power. Philip Dikashi previously said that they don't have the skills in all departments to properly do the maintenance. So there's few contributing factors to the current situation.
And then as for Friday and the negotiating table, what are the points of differences between the unions and management that you hope will be addressed on Friday?
Look, I think the main discussion will be surrounding the percentage increase point three. That seems to be the main that is still outstanding. Solidarity's final demand and Eskom's last demand wasn't that far from each other. And if there's a new deal, chances are very good that, you know, we as parties might be very close together. We hope that the other trade unions will also, you know, revise their stance to ensure that all parties come together at some point that we can finalise that on site.
All right, we'll leave it there. Halgat, thank you very much indeed. Halgat Cronier, the Deputy General Secretary for Public Sector at Solidarity. They'll be returning to the negotiating table as invited on Friday. I suppose giving weight to the calls by both NUMSA and NUM that the Public Enterprises Minister, Pravin Gordhan, must retract his statement because there has been no agreement on any wage deal. All that there is an invitation to return to the negotiating table and I suppose an offer to be officially tabled. Halgat, thank you very much indeed for your time.